guys pride yourself in not having to rely on any one player, but you look at Chris's impact. I mean, can you just kind of speak to what he has meant to you?
It's pretty good. I mean, gets us going today like he's done so many times early in the game and then finishes it off at the end. That's pretty good, that bookend night. You know, it's always a good feeling. And this is a really frustrating park sometimes at night. I know some other guys are a little frustrated. You can see he hit a ball pretty good. Austin hit a couple pretty good. But it does matter to him. And I think that's why you see the power numbers consistently out of him that you do see in this ballpark.
What do you think of just all the MVP chants that you were hearing from fans today?
Thought it was one of those. No, I mean, you look at his numbers and what he's meant to this team. Yeah, it's he definitely needs to be in the conversation.
You talked about Austin. He hit that ball really hard. Thought it was gone. Came well short.
Two, actually, center and right. He hit one pretty good to right, too.
Yeah. The second home run, the walk-off from Chris, it didn't look like it. It looked like he was just flicking his arms at it. And how do you describe that? Do you have to start making up words?
Yeah, you know, especially like I said, on a night like this, the only two balls like that are hit like that the other way, you know, end up going out. And he's so strong. He uses his lower half well, but sometimes he loses his lower half, like you're talking about, and just kind of flicks it, and that means his hands are pretty strong. Keeps himself back just enough to drive it.
Bob, Cannon got the comeback started, tying the game 6-6. 17 home runs for a part-time player. Right. What has Mark meant to the team?
A lot. And plays multiple positions, knows how to come off the bench. You know, it's two games in a row, or his last two, that he's come off the bench to pinch hit against lefties. That's not easy to do. He's found a way to do that over the years here. He's ready for every situation. You know, he's a lefty killer. You look at his numbers off of left-handed pitching. You know, certainly the home runs. It's, you know, he's a real weapon for us later on in the game, and, you know, has been really for a few years now. And, you know, a guy that arguably, you know, puts up numbers when he's playing enough to play every day, but, you know, with the group we have right now, doesn't get to, but he's ready for every situation we ask of him.
About another rough night for Lou.
Yeah.
Gives up another home run. Those are starting to pile up on a little bit. Is there something going on that you see?
He's just having a little tough time right now. You know, it looked like the ball was pretty straight today. Usually has that good sink movement to it at a high velocity. Throws his cutter to keep you off that side of the plate. And right now, at least the last couple times out, I thought the two before that were pretty good. But the last two times out, he's struggled a little bit. It's going to happen over the course of the season. And, you know, we have a lot of faith in him.
Bob, I apologize if you've already sort of talked about this, but, I mean, can you put into words the value that Chris Davis brings to this team?
Not in words. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty dramatic, you know, how he started the game and ended the game. The numbers overall, he's as good a power hitter as anybody in the game. And the effect of this ballpark, we talked about earlier, too. Not too many guys are hitting him out like that, especially the opposite way. It's one-of-a-kind power.
Thank you.
All right.